Now in its 36th season, A Prairie Home Companion is listened to by over 4 million people, and it's broadcast on almost 600 public radio stations. Tucson native Sue Scott has been a regular on the show for 17 years. Each week, she plays characters ranging from femme fatale to nosy mother to raucous cowgirl, because she's the only woman in the cast, a fact that many listeners may not realize. A Prairie Home Companion will be broadcasting live before an audience at the Tucson Convention Center on Saturday, January 30th. And that gave me a chance to talk to Sue about what they have in store and how she learned to master that Midwestern accent.
Well, for one thing, when I first came to the Midwest, well, especially to Minnesota, I could hear, the first day I was here, I could hear the accent, that Midwestern accent, especially the Minnesota sound, which is that O, that Minnesota thing. And I have friends, I have actor friends who are natives and have accents. They can lose it when they're on stage, but in their everyday speaking, they have it, and they don't think they do, which is kind of funny.
Right.
So they'll say, I don't have an accent. It's like, oh, no, you don't at all, you know, that kind of thing. And I know when I auditioned for Garrison 17 years ago, one of the things he asked me at the audition is, he said, what does a Minnesotan sound like to you? So I just started kind of improvising in sort of a Minnesota sound. And we went on and he threw out some other regionalisms, and we played around with that. Anyway, long and the short of it, I got cast. And opening night of the season that year, there was a little party, and Garrison was talking to my husband. And my husband said, you know, it's interesting that she really has that sound, that Minnesota sound, especially that R. He said, a lot of people can have the O, but a lot of people don't really hear that hard R here in the area. And Ron goes, especially, he said, it's interesting because, you know, she's from Arizona. So that's, and Rick Garrison said, what? But he didn't realize I was from Arizona. He's like, oh, really?
Tell our listeners where you grew up.
I grew up in Tucson. I went to Sam Hughes Elementary School, and then I went to Mansfield Junior High, and then we moved out to what was then outside the city limits, on the west side in the Tucson Mountains, behind A Mountain and Tumamoc Hill in that area. And I was in the second graduating class at Choya High School.
What do you remember doing for fun?
I should say when we lived in Park West, there was a community pool. There was a pool in the neighborhood. And when I was in junior high and high school, we hung out there all the time. I mean, we were there all day long, except our parents would make us come in. Our mothers would make us come in, like, for lunch at that, you know, heat of the day kind of thing.
Yeah.
So you'd come in for, like, an hour, and then you'd go back to the pool, and then you'd come in for dinner, and then you'd go back at night. But only, like, the cool, groovy people were there at night. Little kids weren't allowed to be there anymore.
Teenage ne'er-do-wells.
Okay. Yeah, well, we were only so ne'er-do-welly, but yeah, right. We were the good kids, but we weren't the maybe squeaky clean good kids, but we were pretty good.
So let's talk about A Prairie Home Companion.
Okay.
You play all the female characters in the sketches.
Yes.
Old, young, Midwestern, Southwestern, whatever it is, you play it.
Yes.
What kind of roles, though, do you wish you got to play more of? Is there anything you wish that they were writing more of for you to do?
I'm amazed. I'm absolutely amazed. You know, I never know what Garrison's going to write. He comes up with these great characters, and I love them all. I mean, there's some reoccurring characters that, you know, resurface from week to week. Or
what's one of your favorites?
I don't really have any favorites, but then there's a lot of characters that don't return. You know, so there might be some funny character that we never see her again, but because it would just happen to be that moment in time for that script and that place, and you know, so and so. But there are some that are reoccurring that I love doing all those. I mean, there's Ruth Harrison, reference librarian.
What's Ruth like? I'm trying to sneakily get you to do us a little bit of a character.
I could do some character for you.
All right, so let's.
So
try.
Ruth Harrison would be, well, Ruth is very proper, and she has an assistant, Trent. Well, it's Trent, Brent, or Kent, depending on who happens to be working in that particular week. She's always willing to help and always very concerned that the library board is cutting funding for the library and people need to have brand new books to read, and people need good lighting, and they need the heating system to work. Otherwise, why would they come to the library? Well, they wouldn't come to the library. And I guess if it were in Arizona, they would need the air conditioning to work properly. Otherwise, it would feel too hot and muggy, and they would not come to read. They would go, you know, listen to their iPod somewhere else. Anyway, that's Ruth Harrison. And Ruth Harrison often is, she also knows Taekwondo, or what she calls Biblioquando. There is a line in the sand, and if you cross that line, be very, very careful, because I'm a black belt in Biblioquando. And I am not afraid to use it, sir. And then another character that we've been doing recently, well, she doesn't have a name. We just call her Mom. And she's the mom, and then Garrison is Dwayne, her son. And it's phone conversations. And she's always calling him and finding out, Dwayne, honey, it's your mother, remember? You know, she always, that's how she answers the phone. And he's like, yes, Mom, I remember. Anyway, honey, anyway, listen, I'm just calling to see if maybe you could just come over for Christmas or something, honey. Just, you don't have to spend the whole day. You don't have to spend the night before. Just come over and open up your little presents with us, honey. Now, your dad would like that so much. And you know, he's getting up there, honey, and he's not going to have a whole lot more Christmases to go. So it would just be so nice if you could spend a moment. Now, I know you're busy and you got all your fancy friends and such, but honey, come on. You could come over for a minute, couldn't you? So anyway, so that's Mom, something like
about
that.
About how old is Dwayne supposed to be?
Well, he's in his 60s. So she would be in her, or he's in his 50s. I think he's in his 50s, actually. Very extreme late 50s, as Garrison would say.
What are some of the big differences for the audience who get to see the show as opposed to those people at home listening to it?
Well, what's always interesting, I think, for people to see is there's a lot going on stage that you don't hear. And, you know, Garrison's very laid back, and he's very in control, and he's very smooth, and he's that way live. But people are coming off and going on. In between things, he's chatting backstage or even on stage sometimes with the stage manager because he's deciding to make a change, might want to do something else next. A band is being set up while some beautiful song is being sung across the stage by somebody else. Fred Newman, our sound effects guy. We have Tom Keith, who does our home show still, but who the guys will see in Tucson is Fred Newman. He's very, very animated, as is Tom. Very, very animated. And you'll see the doors slamming in the shoes that he uses to walk, in the coconut shells that he uses for, you know, horse hooves, and breaking the styrofoam plate that they use for the wood crunching and explosions and crashing, throwing glass to break glass to sound like someone's jumping through a window, or all that stuff. You get to watch all that stuff, and it's fascinating.
Garrison Keillor's A Prairie Home Companion, featuring Sue Scott, will be performing live for a national radio audience at the Tucson Convention Center on Saturday, January 30th, sponsored by Arizona Public Media. You can find more information at azpm.org.